Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you're well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more r/relationships. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too, and let's dive straight in to today's first story. Now, today's first story comes from BC Microwave 22, who says, "Caught mother-in-law snooping on security cameras. Husband furious with me for wanting to press charges." To preface this, I just wanted to let it be known that yes, I know I overdo it with the camera system a bit. I have a Ring doorbell along with mini cameras in the living room, kitchen, and mine and my husband's bedroom. He knows about all the cameras. Let me make that clear. He knows they are there, and he is okay with it. You see, about 3 years before we got together, have been together for 5 years now, I was at my apartment living by myself. Long story short, someone broke in. I tried to fight back and got the shit beat out of me and had all my prized possessions stolen. I was in the hospital for a few days. The guy was never caught, and ever since, I've had a lot of anxiety, hence the cameras now. I am in therapy and have been for 2 years now, and I'm doing better. The cameras are a security blanket and my therapist thinks they are fine as they help me feel better without being intrusive. Anyway, on to what happened. My husband and I are staunchly child-free and his mother hates that. She brought it up for years and we told her no every time. I thought she'd finally given up on the idea, but I guess not. My husband and I were at work when I get a notification from Ring on my phone. My mother-in-law was at our house and she had a spare key. I didn't give her one, that's for sure, to get in. She was supposed to be gone in another state visiting her sister, so I was confused and decided to check the inside cameras later. I get home before husband, so I sit down and check the living room video to see she went towards the back rooms. I pull up the bedroom camera and find her snooping through our stuff. Important to note, we used to use condoms and birth control pills, but then I switched to IUD. We still use condoms. The switch was recent, so I still had my old birth control pills in my nightstand. I see her shuffle around in my nightstand and pull out my birth control pill case and leave the bedroom with them. I go and check and they're in the nightstand again, so she took them and returned them afterwards. I check the living room footage again and after going to my room, she goes to the kitchen. Kitchen footage shows her taking the birth control pills and putting them in the microwave. She heated them up for about 2 minutes, then put them back where they belong. I was so fucking furious, because to me, it seems like she was tampering with my birth control in an attempt to get me pregnant. I'm shocked she didn't pull out a pin and start poking holes in the condoms too. When the husband gets home, I show him the footage with all the timestamps. He was reasonably upset too, so I told him I want to speak to a lawyer and maybe the cops for breaking and entering because we never gave her a key and I don't know how she got a copy. Husband was with me until that. Then he flipped on me and told me I'm being dramatic. I don't even use birth control pills anymore, so who cares? And accused me of trying to isolate him from his mum. He called me a bitch, packed his bag and then went to go stay with his friend. It's been 3 days and he hasn't been back yet. What the fuck do I do? Do I confront mother-in-law? Do I ignore husband and go to the lawyer/police still anyway? This feels batshit. I don't know why he's so mad when she's the one potentially committing crimes here. And we do have an edit which covers some of the comments and then gives some replies to some of them and the full update as well. So we'll cover those in just a moment. Now, obviously, I can't blame you for feeling the way you're feeling about this. Hell no. And the biggest shocker to me, I know the whole mum going in your house tampering with your birth control is absolutely shocking in itself, but the fact that your husband didn't back you up on this and went so far as to call you a bitch about it. He backed up his mum after she tampered with your birth control pills. That's absolutely insane. And what was one of his excuses? Oh, you don't even use birth control pills anymore, so, you know, who cares? And then accuse you of trying to isolate him from his mum. It just sent serious, like, chills down my spine about what else has she been up to in your house while you've been away? And I hope you have checked, like, all your security footage after that. Putting pills in the microwave. Holy moly. But Glass Girl says, I suspect he is the reason she has a key, and that's part of his extreme reaction. He knows that will come out if there is police involvement. There is no reason to accept that treatment, and I would be thinking very hard about my relationship and pressing charges. Fascination Street says, not the arsehole, get a lawyer, press charges. However, this could be the end of your marriage. Fucking creepy that she broke into your house and did that. Imagine what else she's done that you don't know about. OP did reply to that saying, I checked through about a month's worth of footage after this and luckily I didn't see anything. So I think this was her first and only time ever doing it. I was hoping with some time and maybe with the moral support of a friend, he'd see that I wasn't in the wrong, but who knows now. Similar call replies to OP saying he called you a bitch. Like, no, he took his mother's side after she tampered with your prescription. What if you took birth control pills for something other than just birth control? Birth control pills are prescribed for a ton of stuff. She tried to steal your body autonomy. Maybe your marriage could be saved through therapy and a shit ton of time, but your mother-in-law should be in jail. Muckfly says he was so quick to say you were isolating him. Gee, I wonder where he got that from. Mummy dearest? Based on his insane reaction, screw it and get a lawyer and file a report. I'd invite her over for a viewing of the tape. QYB says, well, the fact he minimized his mum messing with your birth control pills is insane by saying, I don't even use birth control pills anymore, so who cares? Then says, does mother-in-law know that? Clearly not, because if she did, she would not have messed with it. So, his excuse is BS. Also, I'm 99% sure he gave his mum the spare key. Because any normal person would want to find out how someone got a key they should not have. The fact that he fucked off for 3 days over this is insane. The fact that he called you dramatic over this is insane. Then quotes, what the fuck do I do? And says, you call a divorce lawyer and get any information you need to make sure that you are prepared for what will most likely come next. Quotes, do I confront mother-in-law? Then says, don't waste your time, it won't do anything. Quotes, do I ignore husband and go to the lawyer slash police still anyway? Then says, you can do that, but because she has a key and your husband's insane reaction, it won't do anything. The only thing that needs to happen for her to get cleared is your husband saying he gave her the key and he gave her permission to enter the house. So again, I would not waste my time on this. But please take a good look at your marriage and figure out if you want to be with someone like this. And one more from Bob Sham, who says, your SO not wanting his mum to be criminally charged is understandable. However, the way he reacted is totally out of line. Also, like another commenter said, he may have given her the key slash duplicate and trying to cover it up, as it would most likely emerge from a police investigation. He may not want to be childless or could have been playing both sides by providing the key while knowing a plan wouldn't work. This way, he gets to be the good guy while avoiding conflict with his mother. Consult a divorce lawyer and get everything ready, include the video evidence, etc. You didn't have to file, but just ensure your exit strategy is solid. Now the edit from OP says, thank you for all the kind replies, well wishes and advice. I'm going to take a break from replying while I figure this out, and if anything comes of it, I'll update. A few things I have kinda deduced with your help. My husband either A, gave his mother-in-law his key, B, made a copy of his and gave it to her, or C, did neither and she took his key without permission to clone it. I'm leaning towards B. I don't think he was in cahoots with her though, because he knows about the cameras and he knows I switched from birth control pills to a UID. For those who were asking, we have repeated convos over the years about being child free and he always presented a united front with me, so I don't think he's changed his mind. I think he's just overwhelmed because his mother is crazy. I'm going to call his friend that he's with in the morning since it's getting late. I'll get the message to him that he has to come home and speak with me or I'll just start the process of a divorce. I guess I'll let you guys know over the next few days. Thank you for listening to me vent slash talking it out with me. This crap is crazy and I really appreciate a safe place to talk about it. So now let's move on to that update to find out what happened there.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm going to try and keep this short. There isn't any good news. Tried calling my husband for another day before I finally gave up and called his friend to see who he was staying with. Finally, one told me he was staying with his mother. I called mother-in-law's landline and luckily he answered. I told him we had to talk face to face, otherwise I'll just start going through with a divorce. He comes by, confesses he was staying with his mum and didn't tell me because he knew I'd be mad. After some pushing, he admitted to making a copy of his key and giving his mum one. He confessed to wanting kids. I asked about why his dating profile way back when said child free. Why he put up a united front of no children with me for years, only to suddenly change his mind. He said it was because he saw how lonely his mum is and agrees now that we need kids to liven up holidays, to give us something to do, etc. As in, his sole reason for now having kids were for his mother, not his own. Not a change of heart. Just because his mum wanted grandbabies. He insisted though, he didn't realise his mum would go this far. Which I believe because if they were plotting, then he would have told her I was no longer on birth control and tampering with it would do nothing. He would have also told her not to break in because of the cameras. I packed this shit in a trash bag and kicked him out. Told him to go back to mummy and that my divorce lawyer will be in contact soon. At that point, I hadn't changed the locks. I wasn't sure of the legality of it and didn't want to do something that could potentially hurt my chances in court. Besides, I didn't think mother-in-law would show up again because she had a baby boy. Turns out I was wrong. She showed up later knocking and I pretended not to be home. As my car was in the garage and she couldn't see it. She knocked for 15 minutes and I debated calling the police, but before I could, she entered the property with her key. I was furious and, not going to lie, it gave me a flashback to my attack and I had a panic attack. I was inconsolable and crying. I ended up locking myself in the bathroom. She called me a soul crusher, heartless and a shitty wife, along with some other colourful insults, before finally leaving. It took like 5 hours to calm down. After that, I called my brother. He's staying with me now. He's changed the locks and he's helped me with contacting a lawyer and starting the divorce. Husband has been doing damage control and got to all friends and fam before I could and spun a bullshit lie that I was trying to isolate him from his mother, that I'm making false police reports, etc. Sucks to say a majority believe him because he was their friend first before me. But I was able to talk to a few and tell them my side of the story. And that's where I am, about to be divorced. Honestly scared and upset, and am now doing 2 therapy sessions a week to try and work on all the progress that has been lost when soon-to-be ex-mother-in-law broke in again. And there was a little sneaking part of me on the very first part that thought maybe he did want kids and this was all some elaborate plan, although she said, you know, they weren't working together on this, or so she says. But his whole reason for wanting to have children in the first place is just to give mum something to do. Holy shit, that is madness. And legally, I know it's probably not advisable in the slightest, so I wouldn't be advising this at all, but petty me from the inside as I was reading it and I was thinking, when, you know, he went and spun the story that he was isolating him from his mum and all this kind of thing, I would be less like, here's the footage of mother-in-law tampering with my birth control. Simple as that. That's petty me getting involved here. As I said, legally, it's probably not the right thing to do. But what do you guys make of this situation? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below and let's move on to another story. And our next story came from a throwaway account who said, should I tell my neighbor her husband is cheating on her? First of all, sorry, I'm on my phone. I know the thingy kinda screws up sometimes. Well, I'm not sure where to start. I've been living in this neighborhood my whole childhood. I-19 female, know all my neighbors, and especially the ones that live in front of my house. I babysit their children. They're really sweet and lovely. The couple, let's call them Kay, 50-something female, and Ted, 50-something male, is kinda mean, but I'm used to it. The people in here are very stuck up. In the house next to that one lives a woman, Hay, 50 female, and her two kids are of the same age as the other children, and I've had to babysit them a few times too. They're all best friends. This family used to have a husband, but she divorced him a few years ago, so now it's kind of just her and the kids. A few houses from mine lives Kay's parents. They can see the front porch of Hay's house, but not Kay and Ted's. I'm sorry if the explanation of the house placements is weird, but the street is kind of curved. I can see all three houses from mine. A little bit more than a month ago, I've noticed Ted and Hay talk, which is not unusual, but the way they behaved was flirty. I swear, I'm not a nosy person. I can just conveniently see everything. I didn't think much of it. A few weeks later, about a month ago, Kay and her children went to visit family in the north while Ted stayed here, since he is working, I assume. Since then, I've seen Hay and Ted go out biking, going to dinner, walking, talking, but what's suspicious is that they do that whenever Kay's parents are out. I've also seen Ted climb the fence separating his house from Hay's, a part which is not visible from Kay's parents' house. At night, instead of walking to her front porch, that's when I got concerned. I talk with my parents and they agree how suspicious everything is, and yesterday was the confirmation. I was walking and right when I passed Hay's house, they were inside kissing and all that stuff. My blood rushed. I feel so bad for Kay, the kids, everything. I've had this sense of dread since then, but I'm so conflicted. Kay probably won't ever find out if they get away with it, and I fear I might ruin their marriage if I let her know. Should I be the nosy neighbor and let Kay know the piece of shit she's married to and the backstabbing bitch she is friends with, or should I just mind my business? Edit. There's many people telling me it might be an open relationship, and I assume it is not the case. Reasons: we're not in the US. I live in South America, in a kind of conservative city. This is a couple in their 50s. They have different upbringings, and Kay has stated a disagreement about stuff like open relationships / cheating. I.e., I can't believe people are okay with someone else dating their partner. Ted, you better not be one of those cheating men. Yikes. Now, I think anyone that's being cheated on deserves to know that they're being cheated on. I think, you know, that's just a given. But I think in some cases, or most cases, and it might sound harsh, I think you need to take into consideration what effect it's going to have on your life. Is it going to have a negative impact on your life in any way? Is there any chance that could put you in potential danger, etc., etc.? And that's just what pops into my head initially. But I think anyone deserves to know if they are being cheated on, simple as, really. But the update says, welp, this was a much needed update. Sorry for not doing it earlier. I've been busy. I moved out of my house and left for another city because of college, and I haven't had much time. I'm very sorry to those who waited for this, and I'm not sorry for making that one guy who threatened to kill me wait for it. On to the update. Come on, Reddit. I posted a few months ago asking for advice on, well, my neighbor's affair. After I spent about a week trying to figure out if I should tell my neighbor, I managed to take a few pics of her husband and the other woman. Turns out, I didn't even need to tell her. Neighbor was back after the week and she asked me to take care of the kids while she and her husband went out for the night. After they came back, she took me aside to talk about the kids. Welp. She asked me if I'd seen something off about her husband while she was gone, because she suspected he was cheating on her but couldn't find any proof and no one would tell her anything and all that stuff. She said she'd appreciate it if I told her the truth. And of course, she didn't even have to finish talking. I whipped out my phone, showed her some pics, told her about the shady stuff, and that was it. She thanked me, and then I went home. Long story short, I spent the whole rest of the week with the kids. She straight up kicked his ass out. She gave him some choice words before, of course, outside of her house where all the other neighbors could see. And this arsehole has the nerve to take all of his things and, drumroll, go live next door with the neighbor. They didn't last long in that house. I took care of the kids the rest of the summer, and now they're just waiting for the separation time to get a divorce. That's pretty much it, and to everyone who called me nosy, yes, I am, lol, and what about it? and everyone who told me to mind my business. Okay, I'll make sure not to have a window next time. Small edit, just to clarify, I've been babysitting these children for years now. I only took care of them for a week while my neighbour figured stuff out. This is for Charlie the tuna, who doesn't seem to read very good, and no, the husband didn't threaten me. A guy on Reddit did. And I like that OP admitted that they was nosy in the end. I'm never ashamed to admit I'm a nosy bastard. You know, I've said it time and time again on this channel, whenever I'm out anywhere, for like at a restaurant, a hotel, wherever I am, in a spa, there's always little stories going on around me, and I like to think about what is going on and try to make out what that story is. As I told you before, close to me there's a school, probably about a couple hundred meters away from me. And in the morning you see all the parents walking their kids into school, and each of these people have their own little nicknames that I have for them, and they have each of their own little backstory, most likely completely wrong, but keeps me entertained, you know. Anyway, I'm going off on one as usual. What do you guys make of this situation? What would you have done if you was OP in the original part of the story? Would you have approached the neighbor and said what you had seen? Would you not? Would you have just let it gone on? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. And just a huge thank you for spending your time with me today. Your love, time, and support always means the absolute world. Over the last couple of days since I told you about it, my Twitter, at MarkNarrations, where you can come show me pictures of what you're doing whilst you're listening. Obviously not that one guy who was telling me he was having a poo. I don't want to see that. But I would love to see all your other crafts and stuff like that, or if you're hiking or whatever. Absolutely amazing stuff. Thank you for sharing it, and hopefully I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love. Yeah, man, I remember being so naive when life was good, weather and palm trees. Back in the day, you were everything I need. But then along came a time when you crushed my dreams. Oh yeah, you played me like a fool when you made me believe that the line between love wasn't thick enough to read. Oh yeah, you see we in despair, crime everywhere. You're selling false hope cause you just don't care. Nah, you just don't care. Nah, you just don't.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.